The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
This is Making Life Brighter Radio, and my name is Winifred Adams. We're broadcasting down here live from Abidjania, Brazil at John of God. And this is number 4 in our series of John of God shows. And you're going to hear more inspirational and inspiring stories from down here. It's such a beautiful place, and it's a treasure and a gift to even get to be here and do this from here. So I hope that you'll walk away with great inspiration and some more insight as to how magical this place is. And it's just divinely orchestrated by Dominacio, the patron saint that founded this under John of God. And he told John of God this is where the land would be, including the sacred waterfall, which is one of the wonders of the world, although it's private. And there are thousands of angels that bless people and cleanse them and help to heal them. And each day, thousands of people go through and see John of God and get healed on every level. And it's more of a complete healing because it's not just physical. It's spiritual, emotional, and physical. And, you know, thousands of people will pass by him at one time. And it's just amazing to watch this process take place, and more so to feel it. It's not just about seeing it. It's about feeling it. And when I take people's pictures down here for blessing and to get them herbs, they too feel it, and they feel it at a distance. And you'll hear some stories in the upcoming shows about people who have had miraculous experiences and their relatives do simultaneously back home. So the sky's the limit here, and it is gorgeous, gorgeous blue skies today. And here I have special guests today, and we'll start with my dear, dear friend Monique.
What was the difference for you in the feeling with meeting medium Joao and having any other spiritual experience you've had so far or meeting another healer?
If I go as far, I remember as a teenager I met American Indian healer back in Montreal, and for a period of 4 years I will on and off, really more by the deep desire to embrace that world. I cannot put words into. And that was my first experience really with a healer. It's so amazing. She can look through your body now, and when she was calling herself a faith healer. And once she was really touched the body, the place where she saw you really feel like something taking place was amazing. After we met a medium of deep trance, who will channel a group of entity, but was mostly give reading on the physical reading, past life, name it. Mm-hmm. People around the world would come to Montreal. That was a beginning of my 20s for 5 years. 2 years later, after that one, Ian will pass on the other world, the medium, I will meet the healer from Philippines. And again, will be in the course of 6 times, 2 times in Philippines, 2 times in Quebec, he will come visit, and 2 times upstate New York. Now, it will be number of years after I will move in the U.S., number of years after I will know about John. All that put together, I see that like unfolding. Being here, like many people, I saw, I heard a story, I be witness, I read, the desire, the eager to learn, always be there. But people always see come with physical, with this kind, seem more obvious. Me was mostly emotional. And it's why I'm happy to talk about that. I've been to many, many changes before I met with Medium John in the entity. The very, very important decision I make. And when I heard about the entity 6 months prior to meet with them, my life started to change in a drastic way.
It's almost like you were called here.
Yes, yes. And I it's why all that was make sense for me. And I followed a lot of my intuition, and that was all make a sense. And when I came here, they sent me for more spiritual intervention. I offer myself by invitation. I knew that was more than work and the physical. It's from the spiritual down. And at that point, a lot of things was coming out in a deep way. I cannot, like I say, compare what was the faith healer met as a teenager or Yint, the deep trans medium, with or the one in the Philippines. I'm not mentioning name here. It's just different. But my experience with medium John and the entity have proved to me make a deep, deep, deep transformation.
What's the your favorite thing here at the CASA?
I will say, like, to come to meet with the entity, that sense of being the presence of those being, making enormous effort to focus in our world. And the poor, the rich, the famous, and all in between, they all welcome. And that sense, like you feel you've been understood, you ask for help, they will help you. You have your responsibility. People have to understand that. And it would be of disservice people if they was doing otherwise. And Medium John is dedication, is full dedication for that. That really touched me, the love, the compassion, the kindness. When they said they will help you, believe it, they will help you. Yes. It can take a moment, instantly,
yeah.
Or it can take a year, it can take a lifetime. And what is the number after all?
Yeah.
It's surrounded with faith. F-A-T-H, F-A-I-T-H.
Faith.
Uh-huh. The faith. And I guided a lady here 2 years ago. She just happened, sometimes you raise your hand at the proper time or improper time, but it was meant to be. And she'd be at both eyes scraped, and she felt a very the burning, and the entity, medium entity, come in the infirmary, and he told her she was not enough faith in God. And soon she started to be conscious of that, the pain dissipated.
Amazing.
And it's one of the things the entity will say, the faith. I have another lady 2 years ago from Quebec. We come just to know because we both Quebecois and here. And she was on the aisle going to the entity. She have a very thick glasses. And the entity saw her. And they look at her. And she speak Portuguese. He said, "You have so much love in you and so much faith. Come here." And he take her and scribe the two eyes. And she felt wonderful. She feel nothing. She feel like in the cloud. You sense very much their assistant. They will help you. Like I said, emotionally was mostly my... I didn't get in detail of what I have all broken. I find it so much being taken care of. And have that a sense of joy, a sense of a deep love. And people around the world come here, and no matter what their background, they create, seem all going together. It's like almost giving me a glimpse of what the new age, what we enter into, will look like. And people come together, no matter who you are, whatever you... You have a sense of atmosphere here created by the entity.
Absolutely. And it's harmony.
Yeah, and it's very difficult to describe it in words, and I try to describe the word, fail me to saying, but this is, and people you met, you will probably not met in a lifetime, you will travel maybe countries, but you know, in a very short time, and you think about it, it manifests.
Instantly. You need something, here it comes. You need to meet someone, and suddenly they walk by you.
Yeah. And all those experiences, what with a faith healer, would be with the entity I met through Yin, or when I went in Philippines, one thing, and it's true as well, is meeting with self. Mm-hmm. This is the thing I can say, and I believe it's true for everybody, is meeting with self.
You have to do the work.
Yes, and you come, you, it seems like that energy is so potent, is so present, like you cannot escape that. Meeting with self, that's not mean it's a bad thing, but if you are very distanced of you, it can come sometimes in a very difficult way. A fear of self, a lack of love for self.
Or a fear of getting rid of the ego, which many people come with, and they don't even know what's working on them until they get here. And then they're free of it.
Absolutely. And the fear of fear.
Yes.
And when you really, really understand the deep, and when you start to really awakening, our nature is made of love. It's all about love. But whatever kind of distance us, the entity will often say equilibrium.
Yes.
No matter the work you do here, it's all come about equilibrium. It starts from the spiritual down. The physical is the manifestation of what happened in the psyche. And this is, I can say, the entity will work in harmonized people. And I don't feel ever judgment. They have some requirement to follow the protocol because they know if you don't, you only harm yourself.
That's
and you
right.
don't get accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very as minimal. And people, I saw people from all walk, from different creek, from different belief, different place in the world, come with physical or maybe pursue their spiritual journey or learn more about healing or being themselves healer. Each person can say that be touched one way or another and have changed their life. It's
wow.
a true, true transformation. Changing is one thing. Transformation.
Forming.
When you go above the form, transform.
Yes.
And Israel, in a almost 6 years, I met with Medium Jean. It's
wow.
Been amazing.
Well,
and
thank you so much. This has been fantastic. Tell me quickly, what makes your life brighter?
My childlike.
Being childlike.
My childlike, and so I think I will grow in age and think I would never. The sense of humor.
Yeah. You have a good sense of humor.
Oh, thank you. In French, because I'm French speaking from Montreal, amour mm-hmm. et humour.
Yeah.
It's very close in the sound, and for me, are really close in meaning. Amour, humour are my religion, and I like practice religiously. Yes, I love, and of course, you have time to be serious, you have time to take things seriously, but in the same time, not too seriously.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming, Monique. This is really, really great that you shared with us tonight. And you stay tuned. We'll be right back with more here down in Abajania, Brazil, on Making Life Brighter Radio, live from John of God.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly. But instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Do you or does somebody you know face an ongoing battle with addiction? Our nation's drug problem is getting worse as we spend billions on the judicial system. It's time to fight the demand for drugs and not the supply. Listen for I Took the High Road with host Jacob Jansen, who has experienced both IV heroin addiction and recovery and is now here to both help and educate you with his story and engaging guests. There are great resources available for recovery, and there is hope. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and my name is Winifred Adams. We're down here in Abajania, Brazil, and our trip to John of God for 2015, and I have been speaking to different people here who have had different surgeries and have come here for healing. And I'd like to introduce now Isbeta, who is from Canada, and she's come down here for a special healing journey. And I'd like her to tell you her story, because it's such a beautiful story and she's such a beautiful person. So, welcome.
Hi.
I would like to ask you, what brought you here?
I live in Canada and I was diagnosed with the breast cancer. And that was such a big news for me and tragedy for all our family. So I went to the doctor and the doctor said, well, the stage of the cancer cannot be operated right now, the stage in the cancer I am right now. So that was the worst news I could hear, and I guess everybody could hear for themselves. So I decided to search what I can do differently, how I can heal myself, and how I can do it. So I read on YouTube about the John of God, and knowing more about the psychic operation and healing, I know that I can do much more for myself coming here than stay in Canada and take radiation. So it took me 2 days to decide it and jump in the plane, come here. So then after that, feeling energy in the house, I knew that something incredible going to happen. And journey, which I started in a plane right there, coming here into Brazil, and just start
you
just unfolding.
It.
I feel it.
Yeah.
It just unfolds.
Everyone says that you can feel it as soon as you make the decision. As soon as you decide you're coming here and this is what you're going to do, people have these experiences. So you started to feel it on your way here.
Yes, yes, I started to feel it. And I realized that it's more than just healing a cancer. I realized it's healing my soul or healing my roots. All the frustration and anger and different negative emotion which I was having for years, and I couldn't really take them out. I was storing them in my body, and storing first in the other bodies and then actually appear in the physical body. So I realized that it's more than just healing a cancer. I realized that it's healing myself from inside out. So
So you've had surgeries done, though?
Yes, I did, yes. And the first surgery, and I already knew that something incredible happened because I had such an incredible feeling of being with everything else and just be... The air was an energy was just coming through me. I feel so united with it, and not only that, I felt like I'm part of everything, and that breathing of cosmos, which actually embraced me, and I was part of that, and that heart of the galaxy, which I was also part of it. It's really hard to describe in words. Because feeling was so powerful, I just started crying and couldn't even think about anything else. I was just part of everything.
And so when you had a second surgery, these were psychic surgeries. You didn't have physical surgery.
No, that was just they call it a spiritual intervention.
Yes.
So, yeah, I didn't have any physical surgery. The second intervention was even more powerful, the first one.
They always say that.
Yeah.
I've experienced that too.
Yeah,
the second surgery is stronger.
Stronger, yes. Yeah. It's almost like the cells of the cancer open and all that black substance was coming out and something was clearing me.
But this was energy.
There was
just
energy. Yes, yes,
yes.
I'm talking everything. Like I had that pictures in my head, so I saw it like that black energy, black stuff, glow was coming out, and I saw that was funny because I saw a sweeper, like a broom, and a kind of sweeping out of that black stuff from my cells, and that was just running and transformed to something else. I didn't pay attention what did happen next, but just was focusing what's happening to me. And after that, I realized that it's more of light can come into me. So I intentionally fill this part of my body with light. And
you filled it with light.
I filled it with light, mm-hmm. And I felt like I am more whole now. So I was really weak after that. I don't know what happened, but I felt like I just don't know if I can do anything else.
It was a strong surgery.
The strong surgery. Yeah. And after that, I had to, according to all the procedures, you need to lay down. And I was so glad I did it because I couldn't really operate on physical level. I was, yeah.
You couldn't move.
No.
It's true. You feel the anesthesia come over you.
Yes.
And you can't do anything. You think you're normal and you want to get up and go do something, and then you realize, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And you have to lay down again.
Yeah, I lay down. It just feel like, and also that feeling of peacefulness and feeling, it just doesn't matter anymore and about anything. It matters that I am part of everything and I am light and I am being healed. And that's what it was all about. Like, that was really mattered to me. Nothing else.
It's so beautiful.
Yes.
Now you've been here for a week or so, and you've been in the CASA, you've seen physical surgeries. What was that like for you?
It is incredible. Even every time I was looking at it, it's a new experience because it was a new person, and was new operation, the physical operation. When the John of God was doing with no surgical, no using any instrument which doctors used to use, so he was using simple instrument and. People didn't, you could see they don't feel pain. They were actually, you look at their faces and they look blissfully numb. That's what I will describe. And you just wonder how this can happen. And after that, they were put on the special chair and for the recovery and they get away. And it was for us to see all, so that was.
What do you feel when you sit in the Great Hall and watch that?
I was just thinking, miracle is happening. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I felt. A miracle is happening, and the new things which people
until we see it and witnessing with our own eyes, that's exactly what it is. That's what we still in awe, still thinking and taking that experience to Canada, and still kind of need to digest all the experiences just to see it.
Right. Yeah. And you went into the current room, you said, and you sat in the current room as well?
Yes.
That's the special room where everyone meditates, and they take the energy from the meditation and use it as the anesthesia in every surgery. What was that like for you? Because it's a long time sometimes.
Yes, that was a long time. So first, when I was in the current room, I felt, even if my mind want to wander a little bit and picture appear in my brain, the picture was just dropped down, and I felt like a immerse of energy coming through me, and nothing but the energy felt like, also with this old people, like a big vortex what we create right there. And at the beginning, for the first 2 hours, felt so great. After a while, I just didn't know what to do, because the sitting position, I'm not used to be there for 4 or 5 hours. So that was challenging for me, at least physically. But if I could do it more time, any other time, I will do it.
So you felt good after you did that?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your experience meeting the entity, and also, I'm sure you've been to the waterfall. What was that like?
Okay. So meeting entity, I have two experiences. One was when a John of God looked straight into my eyes, and it's like eyes which can see everything. And almost like it, I felt it like I was, everything what I experienced, and he knows everything about me. And so that was interesting, because nothing to hide. Like, you are there for him to see you completely the way you are.
Were you frightened of that?
At the beginning, the first one, yes, I kind of feel uneasy, but later on, and it's just that second, then maybe second, like a little bit later, I felt that was okay, because I am here to heal. And I'm here so he can see how he can help me.
So what was your experience as a whole of the CASA and coming to the CASA? What is it like for you when you walked into the CASA grounds and you go to the prayer triangles and all that? What does that do for you?
For me, it's just that life is so beautiful and people here are so beautiful. And I want to leave, but with joy. Now it's with joy and giving whatever I can offer to people, so it gives me more of a hope and bringing more and treasure more what I already have in me and share it, not just close in, but open me more for the experience and life and joy. It's not finished, it's just started here, so I will carry that when I will go to Canada.
So what's next for you?
Next for me will be probably continue working on myself such a way that I will I want to discover myself more, to just see what type of emotions that cancer and how I can work with it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll be right back with more John of God series down here on Making Life Brighter. And you can check us out on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and you can find us on Twitter at MLB Radio. We'll be right back.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Ayurveda and yoga are ancient sciences to achieve complete health of body, mind, and spirit. But there are many misconceptions about them. By making the science of life a way of life, managing health and preventing disease becomes second nature. Tune in to According to Ayurveda and Yoga with host Anne Holliday. Anne is an Ayurvedic professional and world traveler. She will show you how to apply the principles of holistic medicine to modern living. Join the conversation with her and well-known guests in the field of Ayurveda and yoga. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Miss Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter here down live in Abidjan, Brazil. I'm here today with Nicole. She's come from France, and she's had quite a nice time for the last 10 days or 12 days since she's been here, so she says. And I want to welcome you, Nicole.
Hello.
It's nice to have you today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be with you now.
We just had a wonderful time because we went to the waterfall, and we had a blessed time down there twice now, actually, and it's been so wonderful. So tell me what you experienced when you went to the waterfall.
I'm going to try to put into words what I felt and what I expected. Well, I wanted to be close to my inner self, my divine, and it was a great experience. And what I felt a great peace, something kind of magical. We saw monkeys and butterflies, and I tried to do my best to speak with clearly. It's okay?
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's coming from your heart.
Yeah. Well, I think it's beyond expectation because I had a trauma on my back more than 30 years ago. So the spinal cord was injured, and I walk, and in fact I walk down to the waterfall. But on the second time when I went up, I climbed up. I was feeling like something was on my right leg, and in fact nothing. I couldn't see anything, but my sensation after when I was walking up, my sensation has changed, and I think I can feel more my leg.
So after you went in the waterfall, you had more sensation, nerve feeds.
Yeah, I mean physical. Ah. This is really.
So you had sort of a healing maybe in the waterfall.
Yeah, and I didn't ask it at all. It wasn't the purpose of my coming here because, you know, I'm used to my how do we say it in English? I'm used to be disabled. Mm-hmm. So
your disability, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that. I just want to avoid pain, that's
all. But you get the gift of having more sensation now.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So before you came here, you said it was a very quick decision to come here. What did you think before you came here, and what have you realized since you've been here? What was your expectation before you came?
Well, I had never heard about this place
before I decided to book my flight, and what I expected. Well, I think it's a very personal question you're asking. Okay. But I think I needed answer to a personal and intimate and...
Did you get that answer?
Yes.
Did you get it when you were in the car?
And
it
was beyond my expectation.
Did you have surgeries while you were here?
Oh, yes, I had three. Every time I was going to see Joao...
Jonathan.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the word in English exactly. Well, I had three questions, and someone translated it in Brazilian, but I never had a chance to give the paper or ask my question. Every time I was going, he was saying, you go to the
to the
surgery. So
I've seen that happen.
You see, it's crazy.
They already know what you need.
Yeah.
They already know what you're going to ask.
But what I felt that, well, I stayed 2 weeks here, and everything was very fluent and with loving people, very, very, very friendly and deeply concerned about the well-being of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you felt after that you got what you needed, what you'd come for.
Oh yes, I very precisely have an answer to my concern, and even more actually.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's such a blessing. I feel like, you know, more and more people say that over and over. They come with something in their heart, and the entity knows what's in their heart, and the answers come to you, which is really kind of what this is about in some ways. It's about realizing in the right state of mind with an open heart what's happening yourself without someone telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes to you. It's in your...
Yeah, it becomes completely obvious and clear. And
have you had fun meeting people here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had such a good time. It's the time spent so quickly. I laughed a lot. It was really, really funny. I enjoyed myself.
Very good. Very nice. So, what do you hope for when you go home now? Do you have expectations to come back again?
Of course, yes. Yeah. I would like to come and bring some other people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Would it be more for physical healing or more for the next continuation of whatever your soul is asking?
Well, it's yes. I'm happy with the physical healing. now something has happened. But I would like to share it, and I would like close family and friends to have the joy to know what I'm in, you know, living.
Oh, that's such a blessing. That's
yeah,
so
it's
beautiful.
A really blessing.
I just have to tell you all, Nicole is so beautiful inside and out. She is so elegant and so gorgeous, and her spirit radiates that. From the moment I met her, she and her friend, and it's a blessing. So tell me, Nicole, when you first went into the Great Hall, what was it like to be in there? Did you feel anything when you first sat down and were in there?
It's very curious, because I was crying out of joy, which is not very frequent to me, and I got into the what is this room called?
The current room, or the Great Hall?
Yeah, well, no, in the Great Hall. Then I went to the first
the
line.
Current room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I was telling you, he didn't read my paper, and he just said, the entity said that I had to go to the current room in the afternoon and have the surgery, mm-hmm. invisible surgery,
on the next morning. And it was my first experience of staying, you know, without crossing my legs. And,
yes.
and I was wondering how I was going to manage to stay completely still during, because you don't know, you have to close your eyes and you have no clock, and I thought I wanted to, I will want to go to the restroom and so on, but nothing. It was really, it went just like that.
Isn't
very
it?
Quickly.
It's amazing, because it's 4 or 5 hours that you're sitting in there meditating.
It was nearly five hours.
Yeah.
I moved a little, but it was really powerful. How can I say? Images came to me, and I started to pray for people. I didn't know, I hadn't seen. It was images coming like that.
Saw the images of the different people that you
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess so. I could see parts of bodies, you know.
Uh-huh. Parts of bodies. Uh-huh.
And I remember I saw a body. She was a woman with a lot of scars. Is it how the word?
Scars, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember in my mind, I put flowers on the scars. I don't know where it came from.
That's okay. It sounds lovely.
Yeah.
It sounds lovely. Those things happen in the current room, though. I mean, people are cleansed and their heart opens, and then all sorts of things happen, and it's so individual, each experience.
Yeah, that I can say it after having shared with other people, because
it wasn't the same, was it?
No, it wasn't the same, and even between the first and the second time I got into that room, because I did it twice, I was in a completely different state of mind, emotion, and compassion and love.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, thank you for coming and talking with us today. That is such a treat to have you here. And thank you for sharing your intimate experience of being a John of God. Nicole, and what's your website, Nicole?
My website, I can say it, it's in French. Nicole, it's my name.
Okay.
Tullier.
Nicole.Tullier, and you can look it up on makinglifebrighter.com. Nicole actually makes the most magnificent, beautiful stained glass art pieces in 3D. It's unreal. It's gorgeous artwork, so you'll have to check it out. Go to makinglifebrighter.com. If you'd like to go back and listen to all the archive shows of John of God that I've done previously and hear the great, miraculous healing stories there, you can check it out on the player from the radio tab on makinglifebrighter.com, and you can also find us on iTunes for the podcasts, as well as you can email us directly at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. We'll be right back with more Down Here Live with John of God. Stay tuned.
The root causes of disease can be better prevented and cured using an integration of modern medicine and holistic healing techniques. Become educated by tuning in to Generation Regeneration with Sandra Guy Malhotra. Conventional medicine does have its place, but it should not be the only course of action. It's all about regenerating and healing our whole selves through better choices in lifestyle, foods, spiritual connection, and stress management. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain, with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. My name is Winifred Adams. I'm your host. And we are broadcasting down here from Abajania, Brazil, overlooking the beautiful plateau and all the jungle valley where monkeys swing and visit us at the waterfall and the blue morpho butterflies come by. And we've heard some great stories today, as well as learning that down here, the work is really not just something you receive as a gift, but something you work at, something you work toward. And your responsibility to it is as much as the gift that you receive when you come here. I see that over and over again myself. And as a guide, I am able to witness people's change from the time they arrive until they leave and then months after. And it's been the same all along for most people. Even if they're aware and even if they do healing work and they're very attuned, there's still greater levels that they can attune to and heal from or with and move toward in this particular process, because the entire process is truly about opening the heart. And when the heart is open, all things flow again. You know, we've heard the stories and the scientific data of the heart's brain, and that the heart has its own brain and the brain can override our own actual brain. And it's no more true than it is down here to see that happen in real time. And people delight. Their eyes light up. They smile. People smile back at you. It's just a delight. Over and over again, you're witnessing joy coming from people. And that joy, it can't be underestimated. It's obviously well-being. And I think we're losing that more and more in our big cities around the world. You know, we're so into our technology and we're so closed in our heart centers because society is programming us more toward having to have something, needing to be someone, needing to achieve something, instead of just truly being and flowing and allowing. And when you allow here, things come to you. Let's say you're thinking of something and you need something. It appears. You need to meet with someone. They literally drive by. It's just uncanny. And everyone will tell you that when you come here. I think the most magnificent thing is to feel yourself being worked on in the crystal bedrooms. And they're so powerful here. I have two crystal beds that I have people use in two different states. But when you come down here, the entities feel stronger, or the energy of the area is potent around you. And it's not such a thick veil like we have back in the States. So therefore, it feels like the work is even stronger. Sometimes the entity will send you to surgery, but in the crystal bedroom, and not invisible surgery, and yet you will feel them doing surgery on you while you're under the crystal bed. It's just unbelievable. Every aspect of this is so loving and so sweet and just an amazing gift. And to think that John of God, the man, has done this for his entire life, every single week, without fail. It's a tremendous, tremendous service to mankind. And I was fortunate enough to come for his birthday when all the great masters and entities came to celebrate his service to mankind in doing this. And it was so powerful at that point. So every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, no matter where you are in the world, you can give thanks and you can say a prayer for the man, John, whose body is used for this kind of work over and over again, and hoping to preserve a healthy life for him, a happy life for him, because it's difficult on his body to do this. So if you are available, take just a moment at 9 o'clock on Thursday evenings to send some loving light to him and a prayer for his well-being, because he's older and this is not easy, and yet he does this all day long, and it's amazing to watch. And if you get the opportunity to come down here, I highly recommend it. If you'd like to know more about my guide work, please contact me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and there's some information on the website. But really, I hope that you can find inspiration in your hearts, and I hope that you can start right where you are, just by being still and saying thank you and opening and smiling, laughing, taking time to be with your own family, with your own friends, and to slow down so that you can take in the joy and the love that really is all around us at all times, just that we can't feel it. We get caught up in our busy worlds, and it's so pleasant to come to a place like this. There are no sirens. There are no, you know, emergency vehicles all over the place. It's just nature and silence. It's just amazing. I mean, we lose track of that because we don't have it anymore, or very rarely. And so this is just a double pleasure to be so close to nature and feel the love of nature and see the monkeys and see the blue morpho butterflies. So I encourage all of you to make this journey at least once in your life. It's just such a pleasure. You won't be disappointed, really. If you put into it what you get out of it, you'll get that much more out of it when you go home as the healing continues. You don't have to necessarily come with an illness. It's not a prerequisite to come here. You can actually come just to experience and to be. And some people actually come from around the world just to sit and give. And how they do that is they come and they experience the different things, but they sit in the current room giving love and light back to others so that they may be of service to them during their surgeries. And that's a wonderful way to give. And if you have an opportunity to do that, you will feel yourself being worked on and some of the issues that maybe you have, whether it's in your family or personally, they'll be sort of, as Heather Cummings said today on the great stage, they'll be untied, they'll be unknotted, and your life will begin to smooth out some more. It's a powerful, powerful way to do this. I know many people, you know, go on retreats to India and they go to Peru and they go to all sorts of different spiritual zones and centers and places. But everyone that's come here says the same thing. This is really an opportunity while he's still alive and doing this to experience something of the fifth dimension in a way that someday will be normal for us. But for right now, it still feels so beautiful because it's extraordinary. And what's further extraordinary in all of this is how much dedication and love the light beings give us, and they surround us in this love. And when you walk into the current room, you can feel that. And that's the humbling that we receive here. When you walk through these places and you see what's what, you can't help but feel it. And if you don't feel it, you don't have a pulse, because it's absolutely tangible. It's all around you. And when you go through this area and at the casa, and you sit in the casa gardens, you go through the great hall, you go through the current room, you meet the entity, you're surrounded by thousands of heavenly helpers and the entities of light, and all of that is working in your favor for love and light to help you over and over again become what you need to become to optimize yourself physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all of the above. But frankly, it just comes down to one thing again. They're giving, and if you're able to receive, you can receive it, and it's love. And there's nothing sweeter or greater in this world than that. And if we can learn that and teach our children that, we'll have a sweeter world. So I'm down here sending you lots of love from Abadania, Brazil, and I'll be doing yet another show, hopefully even with John of God himself. So stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. This is Winifred Adams, and you can find it at makinglifebrighter.com. You can also email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Much love to you all, and we'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.